Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 12. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hello once again, everybody.
And we are joined by the man from the land down under, Dr. Kenneth Parker.
You know, it's actually really sad. The guy who played the flute for that song, Land Down Under, actually died a couple of weeks ago. So way to start on a downer, TJ.
Hey, that's what we do. We have a little errata from last week. I think that's what that word means. I've done some more research about how the NCAA play action and shovel pass are going to work. Exciting news.
I am gripped to my seat for this.
So as you remember last week, we were talking about how this stuff's going to work, and we really had no idea.
No, we didn't.
So there was an interview with NCAA 13 producer Ben Hallmiller on thesportsstuff.com. And the way the play action abort is going to work, when your quarterback starts dropping back, once you hit the sprint button, then the running back will break off the play and block.
And what does the quarterback do? Does he keep dropping back, or do you have control of him at that point?
Yeah, you have control of him at that point.
Okay.
Happy?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where I have to try it before I really understand it.
What are the chances of that actually working?
Probably slim. Slim to none. Does NCAA even come out down there, Ken?
No, it doesn't. It's actually region locked on Xbox. It's the only EA Sports title that is region locked. For some apparent reason, I've got it on PlayStation though, so I much prefer NCAA to Madden. I think it's a better game all around.
Oh, Ken, you are coming on every podcast from now on. Then, welcome to my world of loving NCAA more than Madden.
It sounds like though I'll just have to come on to say that, and then you can kick me off. So it'll be a very brief. Maybe you could just record me
saying
that.
That's what I was about to say.
And then just replay that. We have the technology.
It's already been recorded, so now we're good.
There you go.
I would probably like NCAA better than Madden if I didn't happen to live four blocks away from Lambeau Field.
But isn't Wisconsin got a good football team? You're not in Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
I am in Wisconsin, but I don't know. I just don't get into the Badgers as much.
See, to me, that's kind of weird. Like actually being liking Madden because you're into the sport is a little bit strange. The Packers aren't. Well, the Packers actually might go 16-0, but it always seems strike me as weird is that I use the Denver Broncos and take Jake Plummer through an undefeated season and win the Super Bowl. Whereas in college football, that's wholly likely that a team could actually do that. So just the disparity in teams is far more accurate in a college football game than the NFL.
True.
Yeah, I love playing FCS Southwest.
I've always thought that on the field gameplay, I've always felt NCAA is usually a step ahead or at least more fun.
It's always a little faster.
Yeah.
I think that's what does it.
Yeah. I was just going to say they've slowed Madden down the past few years.
Then also the shovel pass, which we discussed last week. It's pretty much just going to be one of the new pass trajectories. So if you're just close to the guy, you're just going to do the shovel pass.
So it's basically an invisible addition.
Right. Well, it's one of the 37 new pass trajectories. But.
Right, right. I shouldn't say invisible. You'll see it, but you have no control over it, really.
Yep. And also NCAA switching to the FIFA commentary engine, just like Madden is.
Oh, that must be, that'll be good. So does that mean NCAA is getting new announcers too?
As a matter of fact, they are. And I believe that's going to be announced next week. But it's still going to be interesting if they're going to do the two different sets of announcers like FIFA does. And like Madden hasn't counted out doing yet.
Right. That'll be interesting. Cause that'll be the first time like it hasn't been,
Herb Street.
Herb Street and the other guy. Lee Corso stopped doing commentary a few years ago for it, didn't he?
Yeah, but they still had the Ask Corso and some.
Well, yeah, the stuff that they didn't need to re-record every year.
He stopped doing commentary, but they didn't actually tell him that they'd stopped recording, so he's actually in a sound booth somewhere still doing lines of dialogue.
I wonder if he wore the team helmets in the sound booth.
I would think you'd have to get accurate sounding audio for those segments.
It's true.
You know, slightly muffled. But he probably just had to wear one, and they just recorded it for all of them. I don't know.
It's an interesting thing. The answer is Brad Nessler.
That's the other guy's name I was trying to think of.
And Brad Nessler, Kirk Herbstreit, and Aaron Andrews. Please, dear God, tell me they have re-recorded the Aaron Andrews parts in Road to Glory. Every time with her, it's the same video from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. Like, they did it once, and they've used it three times. And...
Yeah, NCAA 11 was the first year without Corso.
Okay. Yeah, I was one of those things where I didn't even realize he was missing until I read it somewhere. Like, I played a lot of NCAA 11, too, and I kind of missed that.
It's a good game. Also, from that interview, NCAA is actually working with the apparel providers this year, so that when teams wear the new jerseys, they will have them in the game, supposedly.
But like, via an update, or, like... Or so maybe like a server-side update? It'll be a seamless thing. It won't be an Xbox update. It won't be a code like NHL.
It'll probably be an update.
To get all the Maryland and Oregon jerseys that they'll be wearing throughout the year, you actually have to go and get an extra disc because it exceeds bandwidth limits on the number of colors that will be involved in both of those teams' jerseys.
Yeah, I think last year there was, 14 preset jerseys you could wear for Maryland?
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
And all of them were ugly. What we actually do need to do is be able to match up the Oregon pants with Maryland jerseys. That would be the ultimate, I think.
And this is news because, like in the previous years, the apparel people haven't even had the jerseys finished by the time the season started. Like, I think they were talking about one of the Ducks jerseys wasn't ready till like a week and a half before the game that they wanted it.
It's a jersey. What is it? How complicated is it?
Have you seen these jerseys?
The color hadn't actually been invented yet. That was the delay.
I do not watch a lot of college football. I saw some of the games last year with some of these crazy jerseys, and personally, I thought they were all ugly. And half the time, I didn't even know who was playing. More so than I don't usually know who's playing when I'm looking at a college football game.
Yeah, some of them are pretty dumb. Some of them are kind of cool.
TCU wore a matte helmet in the Rose Bowl, which was really, really cool. And I thought that more matte helmets rather than shiny helmets would be excellent.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that because I actually watched the Rose Bowl.
And I think Rutgers is going the exact opposite way with an extra shiny helmet.
Well, Oregon had an extra shiny helmet as well.
Are we talking it's a mirror?
Pretty much, yeah. That'd be kind of cool to put in and then have the light shine off it and blind your quarterback.
Yeah, a mirror ball helmet would be fantastic.
They should have college quarterbacks go to Dancing with the Stars.
Or just blind you, like it just shines into your face. Or the camera's face so you actually can't see anything.
That would be kind of cool.
It'd be a home field advantage thing.
I could see Boise State because they can't use their blue turf anymore, they'll just go with a mirror ball.
What?
Wait, what? They can't use their blue turf anymore?
There was a controversy last year that when they moved to the Pac-12 or whatever they were moving to, that that certain teams were lobbying to have them not be able to play on the blue turf anymore. Yeah, I don't know whether anything came of it, but there was certainly a controversy with their shift to the bigger conference.
That would be a travesty, I think.
Yeah, that would be.
Have you tried to watch a game from there?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's different, but the thing is, as soon as I turn that game on, I know exactly who's playing.
True.
This is true. For everyone who's big into field hockey, the Olympic venue for the London 2012 Olympics will actually have a similar blue field. So,
that's pretty cool.
There you go. Hmm. The blue field curse is spreading.
And there's a place in Texas that has an all red field.
Northern Illinois is moving to a red field at some point too. The Huskies.
That's pretty cool. All right, enough NCAA talk. There's been no news, but next week there should be a lot because they're gonna have the Dynasty presentation, which I don't know how I feel about them doing this whole trickling out information. But
I hate the information drip, and it's what they're always gonna do. It's just a hype building thing.
Yeah.
But hey, it gives us a reason to do a show every week.
Yeah, because this week it was looking a little sparse. So, Ken is not in it, but the MLB 12 League we're doing How fun has that been?
Test league.
Yeah.
Well, the two games I've played were actually very good, even though one of them didn't count. The game was fun.
Yeah.
To clarify, this is for MLB The Show?
Yes. PS3.
Okay.
So it's a 5-game season. We're playing everybody in the league once just to get the feeling of the game, see if the settings are good. I've played about 9 games this season. I had one quit out on me twice. And then last night, 9th inning, 1 out, had my closer in, froze.
I too will finish the season playing, having played at least 6 games.
Yeah.
I played a game against the Tigers, and
that was like extra innings, right? You went like 13.
Yeah, we went extra innings, and I won. I won walk off style, and the game just didn't count.
Yeah. Funny, my game was against the Tigers, but I'm not going to say anything that I think he's a cheater or anything, because that'd be wrong.
Some guys have been complaining about lag, and I will say that against the Tigers, lag was a bit of an issue. But, TJ, my other game was against you, and there wasn't hardly any lag in that game at all.
Yeah, I think every game I played has been pretty good. There was a little in the Tigers game, but not anything that made it a problem. Let me bring something up with you, Scott.
Okay.
And Ken, you can chime in if you play baseball games. Do they have baseball down there?
We do have baseball, but we have very few baseball games. The 2K game, not this year's, but last year's, was released here, and I've played the show before, so...
That is so messed up. You should get all the games.
It's so sad you get 2K and not the show as much.
Yeah. Let me tell you about an Australian I hate, Peter Moylan. But that's because I brought him in. He walked a guy on 4 straight pitches. I don't know how that was possible. Scott, when you hit, how do you hit?
In the league you're talking.
Yes, in the league where we have no pitch guess on.
Right. And we... In the league, you have to use the zone batting controls where you have to point your little yellow indicator at the ball in order to actually hit it. I've switched off a few times. I tried, like, guessing where I thought or either where I wanted the pitch to be. And that sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't. But now what I'm finding myself doing is just kind of quick pointing at the direction where I think the ball is going to go when I want to swing. And that actually works pretty well.
And are you pulling a lot of balls with that?
I've always gotten confused on push-pull in baseball.
Pull is when it goes out to the third base side if you're a right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've gotten a lot of solid contact. But I haven't really paid attention to, you know, how often balls go to a certain side of the field.
Well, no, I mean, with the lag, I was noticing if I was just kind of like reacting to the pitch... No matter what would happen, I would always hit it to the opposite field. And I think that was just because if there was any lag, plus the moving, plus the hitting the button, it was always just going to be a little slow. So what I've started to do is pretty much just like look in an area, and if it's going to be there, I'm going to swing. But if it's not, I'm going to take it, even if it's not a strike, or even if it is a strike.
Even if it is a strike.
Yeah. That seems to be working.
Do you guys play with, like, full-on HD TV setups?
Yes.
Because what I'm wondering is, you know, with any game, obviously, that involves timing, I'm thinking, you know, music rhythm games, you have to go through all your calibration things to set that up to offset. And my old plasma TV, I'd have to set up for at least 180 millisecond delay, which is quite high. And I'm wondering whether in any of the baseball games in your experience have actually had calibration things.
No, I don't think they do. Yeah.
Because that could actually potentially be just as great, if not greater than lag.
I will experiment this week. I will hook my PS3 up to a non-HD TV and see what happens.
Yeah, I always just chalk it up to lag, because lag is the person to blame.
it might be that they might actually inbuild those offsets to it, but I somewhat doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, actually, but how could you if every TV's different? Yeah, you bring up a really good point here.
And it's funny you mention that, because I remember playing once at my in-laws. I was playing my brother-in-law on his TV, and I remembered feeling like there was just lag, when controller lag.
Before I had a PS3 and I was still playing the show on PS2, I have two PS2s laying around. I had one hooked up to my HD TV and one hooked up to an SD TV, and I did notice that difference. Like, I hadn't really, I didn't think too much of it, but I noticed it.
The doctor is in. I think you just figured it out.
I'm also the person that actually fails at setting up their TV for Rock Band. I actually had to get one of my mates over who has a far better sense of rhythm to set up my calibration.
Yeah, I always set it up to whatever my badness was, so yeah, I could play really good on it, and then other people would play really, really bad on it.
I've got a friend who's in the top hundreds on guitar for all those games, and so he's one of these demigod kind of guys. And he came over and made like 77% on an expert song and just looked at me and immediately flicked to the calibration settings and put it into settings I could not use. But absolutely all other nine people in the room agreed with the correct settings, so I had to retrain myself entirely.
I use the Rock Band 2 guitar to calibrate everything for the Rock Band games. So,
hey, quick, speaking of leaderboards, Scott, did you notice any leaderboards changing recently?
What kind of leaderboards would you be talking about?
Funny, not the ones you're thinking of, because I'm just going to bring this over to Zen Pinball 2. Pinball FX.
Oh, yeah.
Zen Pinball.
You did mention that. Yeah, you beat my score on Spider-Man.
Yeah, which you may know sometime co-host Jeff Solomon worked on that game. Just saying.
Did he work on that one?
That's what he says. But yeah, I beat you by like 100,000.
And by worked on, we mean he was an intern at the time.
He was an intern at Marvel. I think he was in testing it or something.
Yeah. His name is in the credits somewhere.
Yeah.
And no, that's really cool for him. I don't mean to make fun of him.
Yeah.
It's even lesser known fact he actually directed Spider-Man 2.
Hmm. That would explain so much. All right, back to sports. And baseball.
Hey, I would say pinball high score is a sport. Is a sport.
Or should I have sport tables in that? That'd be kind of cool. I don't know how that would work at all, but...
Pinball arcade, if you've heard of that.
Is that a baseball stadium?
No, pinball arcade is another...
That's the one with real tables, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the Pinball FX2, but they'll get real licensed tables. So maybe they could get, like... Wasn't there, like, an NBA table that actually scored in real, like, real points?
That would be amazing.
I mean, that existed. I'm not making that up. I think that existed.
Oh, yeah. It was actually made by Stern Pinball. So, and I believe most of their tables are the ones that are in Pinball Arcade. So, hey, it's possible.
I'm trying to think.
It's actually pretty new. It came out in 2009, that table.
The NBA table?
Yeah. This is the one that you first Google when you Google NBA pinball table.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. I've become a bit of a pinball enthusiast as much as I can in the past couple of years. Apparently not enough of one, though.
I want to buy a table, but that probably won't go over well. I just want to buy an arcade cabinet.
My girlfriend and I have talked about this. We would get a pinball table. That would be awesome.
I think if I got a bigger house, I'd get an arcade.
Yeah, we would need that, too.
Actually, you know what I've been thinking of? I've been thinking of getting the arcade marquees. Like the front little part.
Oh, okay.
It says the game names. I'm hanging those up in my room.
Nice.
That'd be kind of cool. Now back to sports and baseball and leaderboards. MLB 2K12 cheaters have been busted.
Oh, were they busted? Wait, busted as in they're doing something about it? Or?
No, I don't think they're doing anything about it. But they've
okay.
Names have been named.
Okay. There's been accusations.
Yeah. And no, I think the guy admitted it and then he pulled back the admission. But what we're talking about is with the new MLB 2K12 version of the $1 million perfect game contest.
The very much always controversial MLB perfect game contest, it seems.
Right. And it used to be where it was just the first person to throw a perfect game would win $1 million.
And in both years, it was, you know, won on the first day of the contest.
Even though they kept promoting it through the whole month.
Yeah, which I think is kind of that I thought was really crappy.
Yeah, and this year they had a new scoring system, and the top 8 players by score made it to a game coming up next week, I believe, or the week after in New York City.
Yeah, a tournament.
Yeah, and they're going to play like single elimination to see who wins it. But what happened was, apparently there is a glitch that lets you sub out players of the opposite team. So you can bench the 3 best players on the opposing team.
Or however many bench players they happen to have.
Right. Or only the ones that are bad that you would put in.
Right. Well, Specifically, actually, wasn't it the guy who cheated was took out like Braun, Ramirez, and Hart out of the Brewers lineup?
Yeah. And I think someone else took out Pedroia, Gonzalez, and...
I'm sure Fielder was gone at one point.
Yeah. And apparently there was over 900,000 attempts and 900 people that actually threw perfect games.
That makes it almost seem a little bit easy.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this last week. I've never even thrown a no-hitter in a baseball game.
Yeah.
I don't know. The fact that there was the fact that there's cheating going on in a video game contest where you can win $1 million does not surprise me at all.
But what's funny is I was so mad about Tiger Woods stealing my 6,000 coin to rent the stadium that I got to rent a course, and then I got kicked out of the game. This is a lot more serious than that.
Yeah. However, I got mad when I was in I played in the Madden Challenge. You remember that?
Oh, that Virgin Gaming.
No. This is a long time ago. This is like Madden, like 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. where they actually traveled around to all the NFL cities. And
oh, right, with the bus?
Yeah, yeah. And they specifically... Do you remember when people would, when you're playing on the same console, people would pull out the camera to try and get you to jump off sides?
Mm-hmm. Look, I still do that when I'm playing against a computer, so...
Well, this is before they added, like, the fake hike button.
Mm-hmm.
But they specifically stated in the rules that you couldn't do that, but I had a guy that I was playing, I think I actually knew the guy too, who tried doing that to me, and I just, I was too nice to call anyone over about it, or even just stop playing, and he beat me, and that's not why, but it's just like, oh, I want to move on now.
What Scott's admitting to say is he actually did stab the guy in a car parking lot after the match.
Yeah, right in front of Lambeau Field, because that's where it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's hence the Lambo curse.
All right. Well, that's about it. There's people cheating. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah. It's
so I just put Xavier down. This is a bit of an aside. I just turned Xavier down and turned to my left, and there was a dog in my living room that is not my dog. So I don't know how that happened.
Oh, okay then.
But
at least it wasn't vicious.
There's always threats of wild animals in Australia, so it's just one of those things you have to live with.
Isn't that why there's the fence?
The rabbit-proof fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to keep the rabbits on one side and the dingoes on the other, presumably. But yeah.
Didn't say anything about the dogs.
Yeah.
No, the dogs can just get over the
fly
fence.
Over.
That's what they do. Yeah, exactly. Flying dogs, big problems.
Well, I have no transition for that.
There's no easy transition.
Yeah.
What are we moving to?
We're going to talk about WrestleFest. Not WrestleFest. WWE WrestleFest coming to Xbox Live.
I spotted while randomly searching through the Xbox, the games segment on the Xbox. There is an entry
for
WrestleFest.
Wait, you found it?
Yeah.
How did you find the game section on the new dashboard? Because that thing's the most confusing thing I've ever seen in my life.
You press right bumper over a few times into the games tab, and then it's like browse catalog.
Then marketplace, and then demos, or new, or incoming.
I was just searching everything.
I just hit the Xbox Orb button thing, and then I just used that screen. Far easy.
At any rate, there's an entry for WrestleFest listed on Xbox Live. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything there. You can rate the game.
Does it have
you
a
can
price?
Rate the game that has no. There's no price. There's.
I've
no...
seen a video for it on the marketplace.
Maybe there was a video, but I didn't look at it. Maybe I should have.
Yeah. I looked at the video. It is kind of, I suppose, 32-bit era-esque kind of graphics.
It's based on a 1990 arcade game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that kind of fits into the mold. Yeah. It's looks super arcadey. Classic wrestling arcade game.
It's been out. It does exist. It's been out. I think TJ has it for his iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for my iPad, and I have the iOS. Well, I have both iOS versions. But
okay.
Yeah, it's like $2 or $3 on there, and then there's 5-man DLC packs for another $1. And I think right now there's like 3, so I'm assuming this game's going to come out at like $10, hopefully with all those guys in it.
I would think everyone who's been released to this point, but I would hope they'd make a few more improvements, like with the memory now they have now, like let's get some real music in there.
I think that takes away from what they're trying to do.
Well, you know,
it takes away from the nostalgia.
Right. Okay, all right, I'll give you that. So maybe it doesn't have to be like the actual music, but why not like cheap sounding like MIDI renditions of it? I'd be fine with that.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So, more importantly, which Russell would you like to wrestle? If you wrestle any Russell, who would it be?
I do not have an answer to that question. I'm bad at coming
well,
up with
celebrities. I would wrestle Russell Brand is the Russell I would wrestle first.
See, I think he would get crazy and whoop you. On drugs, he'll go nuts.
Yeah, that's fairly likely, but you know, that's all that wrestling's about, really, isn't it? Then I could just take a steel chair to him and stage a one of those mighty wrestling comebacks while I was like bleeding and sweating and just being, you know, horrible and nasty. He'd have the hair too, like and then the serious like leather pants. He'd be a really good kind of bad wrestler.
Yeah, he does kind of have the look.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking about it, yeah, I have to agree with that.
I think I'd take Russell T. Davies, but if I beat him, he might regenerate. If there's any Doctor Who fans, they got that, but I think we're just moving right along. Unless Scott's going to wrestle a Russell.
Jamarcus Russell's the only one I can come up with off the top of my head. Does that count?
That's a good pick off the board.
That's a good pick, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't doubt seeing him in the WWF one day.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of random celebrities, did you hear the entourage that Floyd Mayweather had with him last night?
Yeah, I was watching.
Oh, okay, I don't watch boxing, but I heard about this later. It's like that is the most random collection of people.
So it was Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
50 Cent.
Yep.
Was Triple H part of it as well?
Yep.
Yes.
You got all your bases covered there.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, okay.
I just thought it was the most random collection of people.
The only way that it would have been better is if they had the Tupac hologram coming out as well with them.
Oh my god, how awesome would that have been?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I think the funny thing is that apparently Triple H even had it. Did Triple H have his arm in a sling to sell the arm injury he got last week?
Oh, I didn't see that. It was very hard to see because Justin Bieber and 50 Cent were covered in Floyd Mayweather's titles. They looked like they both looked like Ultimo Dragon back in the day.
That's awesome.
I'm venturing into unknown territory here, but I may have seen something on the Twitter indicating that Triple H was involved in a scuffle at a Vegas nightclub the night before the fight. So that's maybe why he had an arm in a sling. What is fiction and reality though in that particular world of entertainment sports is very blurred indeed.
Yeah.
Well, the fiction is that Triple H got attacked by Brock Lesnar on Raw last week, and like Brock Lesnar's back, and now he's like all serious and legit.
serious and legit about wrestling, or serious and legit about UFC?
Well, he's a UFC fighter in WWE.
So he's catching Brock.
Right.
Kind of. He had a match with John Cena last week, and like it started with a takedown. And just elbows to the face and locked on a Kimura. You know, it was a lot more UFC type, MMA type fighting than it was professional wrestling.
Oh, that should
and
be
And it
exciting.
Was actually really, it was really different. It was kind of nice.
Hmm.
Speaking of different and nice, there is a rumor that Microsoft is going to sell a package of the Xbox 360 and Kinect for $99. With a 2-year contract.
$15 per month.
Right.
Xbox Live subscription.
That's how it works?
Do I have that right?
I don't know if it's going to be the
contract,
Xbox Live
yeah.
subscription.
It's kind of like a...
It's going to be like a cell
phone. I've heard it was described like basically a cell phone contract.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I really don't have any serious opinion on this. I mean, okay, fine if they want to get more people on. It's just that I know that there's cheaper ways to do it.
Well, with the Kinect and everything, I think if you bought all that stuff now, it would be like $450 total.
Right.
Or if you do it this way, I think it was like $475.
Right.
Would you do that if you need another one?
No, I wouldn't, because I don't want a Kinect for one, so I could save money there.
Scott,
I don't need
NBA Baller Beats is coming soon.
Isn't the expensive part in that deal the $15 a month for live?
Yeah,
that's... I mean, like a $99 console sounds pretty cheap, but $15 a month for live is just a bit daft.
Yeah, I don't think it's for live. I think it's just the.
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be?
Well, you get live in the package.
Right.
But it's not like live is $15 a month.
It is if you pay for it by the month.
Is it really?
Maybe not.
I don't think it's that much.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that doesn't sound right at all. Come to think of it.
Yeah.
But I know like the monthly plan is like the worst way to go for it.
Yeah.
I look forward to next week's show where we'll be issuing a correction on how much live is costs a month.
Oh, I can look that up right now.
I don't know. There's always a deal. So, well, they sell the year for 60.
Yeah, so or 85 Australian dollars or whatever it is.
Yeah, they sell the year for 60, but you can always get on Amazon for like 40. There's always a deal to be had.
Yeah, that's the thing. They want to get you suckered into something that you have to pay what they want you to pay and not go out there and find the deals. All right. The 3 month card is supposed to be $25. They don't have the 1 month card on Amazon anymore.
Yeah, but the problem is they're just doing this to get rid of inventory because next year, supposedly, they're going to come out with a new system.
Mm.
And you're still going to be paying for this for another year.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the kind of thing that they're aiming at people who are going to run out and buy the next Xbox either.
True. I think this is more for people that are looking for like a new, like a set-top box for the living room to watch Netflix and stuff.
Yeah. And then, oh, look, it can play games, too. I guess that's kind of the thing is that the kind of people who would buy this, I don't know if they're the kind of people who would necessarily be using Xbox Live a ton, but maybe with Netflix and all the streaming and ESPN and all the streaming stuff now, maybe that's going to get better.
The other part, too, is that it makes sense as being a young kid's Xbox for their room. You hook it up with Live cheaply so they can download kids shows on the Ben 10 or whatever, the Transformers through the Netflix.
Mm.
And away you go.
I see, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more of this as a gamer and maybe not as a responsible adult or parent.
And it is easier to pay the $15 a month.
Someone who was bottle feeding earlier.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess I have no problem with options. I think if a new system came out with this option, I might have to consider that.
That's a big call that you're pro options. You're like free will. You're like making your own decisions in life. Big broad statements.
Exactly.
That would be kind of cool if they did come out with a new one like that.
And then my girlfriend would hate me. I don't know.
It would probably come out like 200. Down payment and then 15 a month, because the 15 a month for 2 years is $360.
Yeah,
that's right off the top. So you're really paying $460 if you do it this way.
How much is your Netflix on top of that?
What, $8 a month if you're doing the cheapest thing without DVDs?
That's on top of that.
But I think Netflix is a great deal.
Yeah, my wife has been watching Vampire Diaries all day.
I will still say that Netflix is a great deal, just slightly more reluctantly now.
You can watch all the Doctor Who in the world.
Well, there you go.
And that's why it's the best deal.
WWE's just dumped a ton of stuff on there I gotta check out.
Yeah. Let's see. No Twitter questions this week.
How sad.
What are you guys doing, Twitter universe? We do have an iTunes comment from Brett Sergeant. 5 stars.
Woo! So.
You can do that, too. I really like the podcast and the information it provides, the multiple people. That's all three of us, guys.
Well, how many different people have we had on the show over the months?
That would require some sort of counting, and the answer is probably like 7.
Yeah.
If that many.
But still, we get some different opinions. It's nice.
The multiple people offer different views for us to choose from.
It's that concept of choice. See, people like choice.
I hope there are more episodes on the way. Hey, here's one right now on the way.
And this is like, what, 4 weeks in a row now we've actually put out an episode?
I think it's like 3. That's like a crazy Scott.
Oh, yeah, episode 10 was our first episode back. So, yeah, this is 3. First episode back after like a month off.
But you also can get your review read live on the air. If you just go on iTunes, rate and review it. No matter what country you're in, we have people scouring country by country to figure out where your reviews are.
We will find you.
Word on the street, there's like 2 in England, 1 in Australia. So if you're in Australia and you know who I'm talking to, Radiohead 1, get on there.
I think
make a comment.
Yeah, it's technically Radiohead Head.
Yeah, Radiohead.
You never actually see the second head.
I remember when I tried playing him in a Madden League game real early. I had entered just Radiohead 1, and I got someone else who was online at the time and had no clue. What are you talking about?
Radiohead. It's really Radiohead Head
1? Yeah, it is.
At Radiohead Head 1.
My wife constantly laughs at my mispronunciations of people's gamer tags. There's a Richard Bay from our country club.
Amoeba.
Apparently his gamer tag is Amoeba. And I will constantly refer to him as Ammonia Bay, which Brie finds funny.
Yeah, I think that's how I say it. Oh, yeah.
I call them Amoeba.
Not that I've never had to say it loud. All right, let's put a bow on this thing. We could put a button on it, but it probably wouldn't be as secure.
Mm.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where are you?
I am at DarthObvious.
Ken?
I'm Chairman7.
And the three of us pretty much just talk about the Tiger Woods Country Club and how we're beating each other and how easy or how hard the courses are.
Yeah. Mm. Ken has taken over duties of running the 4th string Tiger Woods Country Club.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. I feel bad mildly abandoning it because all of a sudden I really got into playing the show once the roster update came out.
Eventually, I will learn how to use the web interface, but it's such a poxy website that each week I make new mistakes setting up the daily tournament. So it's always when I say I'm trying to mix things up, I'm just mixing up my mistakes setting up the tournament.
And how can people join that if they would like to get in on that?
The like 2 spots that are left.
Yeah, how's that happen?
They can just search for the country club. It's called 4th String. As simple as, you know, 4th space string. And the password is all lowercase Tiger Woods, y'all.
All right. Also, if you want to be in the MLB 12 league, because we're just doing that test league right now, we're going to have a bigger one afterwards. So if you want to get on that, just tweet at me or Scott or send me a message on PSN or SOE, whatever they call it nowadays. I'm at that.
On the PlayStation.
On the PlayStation. I'm that sports gamer there. Let's see. Oh, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I have put my wife in charge of social media for that sports gamer because I don't go on Facebook and she's on Facebook all the time. So she has redone the facebook.com/thatsportsgamer page, which looks pretty cool now.
I'll have to go take a look.
It used to look really craptastic. She also redid the Google Plus page. So
wait, there's a Google Plus page?
There is but the problem is Google Plus doesn't have
people.
Cool. Well, everybody's on Google Plus, you just don't know it. Problem with Google Plus is they don't have like it's not like Google.com/thatsportsgamer. Like the website is literally.
Hey, there are 4 people talking about that sports gamer, apparently, according to Facebook.
We're popular, what can I say?
If only there was some form of like search engine you could use to find things on Google+.
Okay, so look, the That Sports Gamer page on Google+ is plus.google.com/u/b/116215396954700396666/.
That's also some part of pi at some point, right?
I do believe so.
Okay.
But now that actually those pages look kind of cool, I've started putting up a bunch of stuff.
I don't remember the last time I looked at Google+.
Yeah, neither did I until I decided to make the Google+ page look nice. You can see me chipping in a nice eagle at Celtic Manor.
Barely, because they took that out of the game for some bizarre reason.
Yeah. And there's a lot of MLB 12 league updates on there. But, you know, hey, another place. Go like the Facebook page.
Oh, the thing we forgot to talk about with MLB 12, the show leagues, is probably the coolest feature of that. And that is, and I hate to bring this up late, but if you are, if you just happen to be online when two of the other guys are, when there's another game going on, you can actually go into it and actually get, like, a live radio broadcast of the game.
See, I didn't get to hear that yet. Is it cool? Is it really cool?
Well, it's, you know, it's Matt Vesgersian's commentary. It's all the commentary kind of done up in a radio, like, run through a radio filter.
But does it seem accurate?
Yes, it does.
See, I'm the one always playing the game, and you guys are like, oh, this is so cool. I need to try that.
But yeah, it's one of those things that it's probably not as cool as I make it sound, but it's an awesome feature.
Yeah.
And it's totally the kind of thing, like, you know, I had that on, and I was just surfing the internet, and something exciting happened. You can't see anything, but you can look over and go, oh, yeah, that's the score now. I think it might be slightly delayed, but, you know, it's pretty accurate.
Huh. All right. Ken, you have anything else?
I would say this. I would gladly
Ken sounds
accept...
a lot like Scott.
Sorry. I would gladly accept that in Madden, in place of even actually being able to watch games.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, the only thing I'd have to say about that is that sometimes the EA Sports score ticker spoils results for things I haven't watched before, which is always bums me out. I like it being there until I see a score that I actually haven't watched the game of yet.
I was getting annoyed with ESPN alerts last night, or this whole Brewers West Coast trip / I have to work early in the morning, so I'm trying to go to bed and then the Brewer game starts and my phone starts going off.
You gotta turn them all off. That's what I've done.
Well, that's what I did, and then it's like, oh, but now I've got to go back on now to turn them back on. Now that I'm back to working nights when I can't be watching the games, now I've got to go on to ESPN's website, re-enter my phone number, text back yes, wait. I wish you could just turn them off for, like, a game. Okay, that's enough. That's enough end-of-show ranting.
Don't forget, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. You can send emails, fans@thatsportsgamer.com. And definitely don't forget iTunes reviews and rating. I'm telling you, that must mean something. And we will figure that out one day.
One day.
I want to kind of sign up with the pro thing. Be like, for Scott and Ken, I'm TJ Lauerman. We'll see you guys next week.
And I think you just did.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, right?